This is Earth and Sky, with a story about future climate change and rivers.
In some parts of the world, climate change would mean extended dry spells, and that could trigger conflicts over how water is managed. For example, in the summer of 2001, the second worst drought on record in Oregon resulted in a dramatic conflict between farmers and federal resource agencies. Water for irrigation was shut off to many farmers to protect endangered fish in Upper Klamath Lake and coho salmon in the Klamath River.
We spoke with research hydrologist Gordon Grant of the U.S. Forest Service Pacific Northwest Research Station about how climate change will affect rivers. He told us that even in just one region, such as the western U.S., that depends on which river you're talking about.
In the future, as climates change, it is likely that the rivers draining the Sierras of California will be more sensitive to the fluctuations that climate change imposes than rivers that are fed by these deep groundwater systems coming out of these volcanic terrains in Oregon.
Grant says that looking at the geology of nature's plumbing system is critical to decision makers and their choices about water. For a transcript of our interview with Gordon Grant, come to earthsky.org.
Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.